in a platoon situation, Kyle Schwarber hit 29, 30 home runs for you, you'd be all right.
I'll take it.
Yeah. It's just how it felt.
And they're going to do exactly what you say, Harris. They are. They're going to find some bullpen arms. They're going to tinker around and grab some starting pitchers. And maybe there's a splashy move that we don't see that they are going to push the button. Now, they're going to do exactly what you say because that's what you do every offseason, even when you're good.
Thanks for the call, man. That's another strong name. I like Harris.
So when you have a girl, it'll be McKenna, and the next boy is Harris.
Well, if we have a girl, I think it'd have to either be Piper or Giselle.
Really?
Yeah, those are the names that she wanted for if we were going to have a girl.
Yeah, and Piper made its way back really fast.
Yeah, and then we found out that we were having a young king. And, of course, we were going to go with Ellsworth. And then she said one day in Babies R Us, no way in hell my baby's going to be named Ellsworth.
That's the end. Ellsworth the sixth that we'll never
It just wasn't going to happen. Not be. All right, we'll talk to Casey Johnson about not running up on Bobby Portis and the snakes that are in the tall grass over there at the Advocate Center. We'll do all that next on the Bernstein and Golf Show.
The Cubs are now down 3-0 in the NLCS versus the Dodgers, making Game 4 a must-win. Don't miss Pat and Ron's Hometown Cold tonight. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves have opened the season with the highest scoring offense in the AHL. The Wolves are at home Saturday night and Sunday, and the first 1,000 kids on Sunday receive a gift card courtesy of GameWorks. Cubs versus Dodgers, Game 4 of the NLCS tonight at Wrigley Field. It'll be Jake Arrieta on the hill, which could potentially be his last game as a member of the Cubs, and it'll be the last game of the season unless they win it tonight. Listen here on The Score. Our pregame show kicks off at 6 o'clock. In the American League, Game 5 of the ALCS between the Astros and Yankees about to get started in the Bronx. That series tied up at 2. In basketball, Bulls forward Bobby Portis will be suspended for 8 games for punching out Nikola Mirotic yesterday at practice. Mirotic out indefinitely with facial fractures and a concussion. Team President John Paxson on The Score tomorrow morning at 8:40 with Molly and Hanley to try to assess the damages. And in hockey, the Blackhawks in action tonight, taking on the St. Louis Blues on the road. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the L.A. Dodgers at 6 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
These type of things do happen. I mean, I've been a part of them. I've seen them. Positionally, it can happen. I used to get in this little scuffles with BJ when we played, but you can't cross the line, and Bobby crossed the line.
As a head coach, I'm very disappointed in yesterday's actions. Our locker room's a family, and, I understand at times issues can come up in your family.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
John Paxson, Fred Hoiberg talking about the two-piece and a biscuit that Nikola Mirotic received from one Bobby Portis. I don't know where this leaves me and Bobby because we were supposed to have 5 appearances and now he's going to be out for 8 games. So Bobby, he messed up my money and now we're going to talk about it with Casey Johnson right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
The Tribune's Bulls beat reporter is on Twitter at KCJ Hoop, and he is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Justin, you think you've had every odd afternoon at the Advocate Center? You have an even odder afternoon. Hello, KC.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks Hello. For having me on.
Hello. So, what the hell happened?
It's pretty much out there at this point. Two guys who have been competing for a starting power forward spot for 3 years, coming on 3 years now, had a little heated scrimmage action that was escalating over what I was told several possessions. I was pretty apparent from the follow-up today, that they wanted to make clear that Nico was at fault here too, because from what I was told, you know, he was certainly an aggressor in the incident, but, you know, only one punch was thrown. And when that happens, obviously some disciplinary action has to be taken. So Nico's going to be down from the injuries, which are quite serious, by the way, 4 to 6 weeks. And Bobby obviously going to be down the 8 games from the team-imposed suspension.
If the punch doesn't do this much damage or doesn't land, do you think there's a suspension?
That's a good question, Jason. I do think if it doesn't land, no, then that's just kind of file under the, you know, this kind of stuff happens in practice. It doesn't land. And, you know, John actually said that several times today, John Paxton, where he said, you know, the suspension is in part from the result of the actions. And so those, that will have to create the consequences for Bobby. So, you know, these have happened before. I wrote today about my one lone year wandering in the Bears Beat wilderness with John Moon Mullen in 2005 for the Tribune. Olin Kreutz broke Fred Miller's jaw in an off-day fight at a shooting range. And, you know, that was obviously a major story. That team went on to make the playoffs. So, I mean, these things can happen. Obviously, the Michael Jordan, Steve Kerr one is one that's lived in Bulls lore for many years as well. But this is just bad, just given, obviously, not only the symbolism of it, marring what, you know, was supposed to be painted as a positive, upbeat, fresh start training camp, but also the eve of the opener. You don't want to be marking out the executive vice president of basketball operations and a very upset head coach on the eve of the opener talking about stuff like this.
You mentioned positive, upbeat, eve of the opener. How can a projected 20-win season be that positive and upbeat?
Well, I mean, they're playing for the future. So, you know, they're going to spin it that this is a team that's competing hard every night and is obviously in line to get a high draft pick. This is what you sign up for when you trade a top 10 player in the NBA. You sign up for a lot of losing. You sign up for a full rebuild. You sign up for a reset. What John Paxton has said of the culture. And if you just look back to the other time this happened, you know, he inherited the 3-0-4 team, and that team was bad. And then the 0-4-0-5 team is when he and his staff started hitting on a lot of good draft picks in a row, and that 0-4-0-5 team had a similar feel in terms of that training camp to this training camp. Now, obviously, they had a lot more talent because, you know, Ben Gordon was to play, obviously, is the only rookie to win sixth man in NBA history. But, you know, this is what you sign up for. Everyone knew this was coming, a lot of losses. But it's just been, you know, the culture and the competitiveness has been pretty consistent and pretty much lauded throughout the organization from players, coaches, and executives. So that's why this is bad.
From most secure to least secure, whether it be by their own doing or somebody else's doing in terms of their job title and position in that organization, John Paxson, Gar Forman, and Fred Hoiberg, how would you rate them? How would you rank them?
Well, what time frame are you talking about?
Go short, go long.
Short term, I don't see any of them in jeopardy at all. Long term, I mean, Fred's obviously going to be the one under the most scrutiny because his deal is going to be up at some point, and how he, you know, handles player development with a team that's going to lose a lot but is going to have a lot of young players is going to reflect whether or not he's brought back. You know, Gar Forman, John's the safest by far and always will be. John's got a job for life. Jerry Reinsdorf, I don't know if he said it on record, but he certainly intimated that. So John's the safest. You know, Gar, it's clear he's taking a step back. I mean, he's not out front anymore. John Paxson is out front. So his title is general manager. He's always been valued by the Reinsdorfs for his talent evaluation. That of late has strayed a little bit from most people's account, including mine.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be in a role where he's still making talent evaluation decisions moving forward. I would think he'd be under scrutiny within the next year or two if they don't start getting these draft picks right. Look, they both said it. I know John has said it. You know, this is on us now. When you choose to fully rebuild, we've got to start hitting basically on every move. And if you look back to 0405, they had an amazing run there. I'm personally skeptical they're going to be able to replicate that, but it's on them to do so.
Ever since the big splash of the Doug Collins hiring, you know, it looked good, it sounded good, everybody said good things, but what has it been since then? What has his role been? Where has he been? How visible? And what's he do?
I've seen Doug once, so he's not been visible. I know he's been around. I know he's Doug is Doug. He's got a strong voice. He's got strong opinions, and he can't help but share them. That's just who he is, and that's going to be his role, is kind of trying to shake up the organization a little bit and inject some passion into it. You know, as far as what it means, I mean, it's pretty clear. You know, John Paxson was using Doug in this role before the official hire. Yeah. So it's a John Paxson hire, and off by the Reinsdorfs. And, you know, as I wrote shortly after the hire, the people are going to have to adjust the most are Fred Hoiberg and Gar Forman, because Doug's got a big personality, and he's not afraid to voice it, and he's a very smart basketball mind. So those two guys are going to have to adjust to hearing from Doug a lot. But he has not been visible.
Well, that's like why I want to know, because the internal optics of the specifics matter. Like, I remember what happened with the Blackhawks, for example, when all of a sudden Stan Bowman just happened to have an advisor that was one of his hires coming in to work on the power play or observe during practice, and Joel Quenneville got all angry because he wanted his guys there. And the Bulls already have so many questions about loyalty and spies and who's working for whom and who's going to go run and tell. You can't do this in front of this guy, because then this gets back to this guy, and you get all these internal fiefdoms. So, like, is Doug at practice? You know, because then if he comes in and says, hey, wait a second, how that drill ran, let's do it this way, then people start to say, hey, well, what about Coach? Who are we supposed to be listening to?
He is. I don't know if he's at every practice. He's definitely at practice, and I don't know if he's going to be at every practice every year. He also made clear he's going to be traveling. So he's going to see the Northwestern games, and he's going to see his son-in-law's games outside of Philadelphia. But he is at practice. We won't see him. And like I said, I've run into him once, and I've been there every day. But as far as the optics, I mean, it's clear. It's John's hire. It's John's guy. It's John, one of John's closest friends and biggest confidants. And so unofficially, that was Doug's role in John's life, and now he's got the official title. So now that same role is placed on Fred Hoiberg's life, on Gar Forman's life, on everybody in the organization's life. So, you know, to me, it's re-emphasizing how John has kind of, you know, come front and center again. It's been a gradual thing, but it's been an obvious thing. It's been several news conferences in a row where John's taken the lead. John's, you know, made the radio round several times. He's going to be on with Mo and Hanley with you guys again tomorrow morning. So, John is out front, and Doug is John's biggest confidant.
Talking to Casey Johnson here on 670 The Score. You're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show. And John Paxson will be joining the Mullion Hanley Show, as he just mentioned, tomorrow at 8:40 a.m. All right, the on-court product. And I know people shudder to think about that, but you're not going to see Zach LaVine, who is the key to the Jimmy Butler deal. You're not going to see him for a little while. What are we watching for this year? I know everybody likes to say, oh, I'm not going to watch Bulls basketball. And a lot of people aren't going to watch Bulls basketball, but there's a hardcore fan base that just tunes in for every Bulls game. What are those people going to be watching for?
Until LaVine comes back, you're going to be watching, to me, Markkanen is a big one you're going to be watching, and now he's in the starting lineup. So, you know, can he show that he's more of a shooter once the bright lights pop on? He's shown an ability both in summer league and in preseason to put the ball on the floor. He's got a nice little left hand around the basket. He's even shown the ability to post up some smaller players sometimes. He's also obviously shown the ability to be overwhelmed by the speed and athleticism of the game and in defensive transition. So I'm going to be watching Markkanen closely. The point guard situation, you can't help but keep watching because they keep bringing in new guys for it. You know, I was told that Jaren Grant had a good chance to start even if Dunn hadn't got injured, which is obviously not a great look for a major piece in that trade.
Can Chris Dunn play?
Well, we're going to find out. So I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say, Jason, is that's another thing I'll be watching. You know, Chris Dunn has to be a big hit for you. I mean, you traded Jimmy Butler for that guy.
Right.
So You know, Levine is Levine. If he comes back healthy, you know what you're going to get from him. Markkanen and Dunn are the question marks when we left those two guys. And then just as a fun little, not mattering much in the grand scheme of things, I'm going to watch Justin Holliday because this guy is very underrated. He's going to become a go-to guy, not only on the court for scoring, but off the court for media. He's ready for this role. He's paid his dues. He's an interesting guy. He's very pleased to be in the situation he is. And quite frankly, it's not going to matter because they're going to be bad. But he's going to be one of the bigger free agent bargains throughout this whole summer for what the Bulls got him for. I think he's going to have a very, very good season.
Yeah, he's easy to root for, too. Like you said, he worked his way up off the benches.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, KC, get some rest. Make sure you're well hydrated, you've got your solid nutrition and well exercised.
I would have banked on Robin Lopez being the first person to punch somebody in this situation.
It's a mascot. Maybe a mascot for
sure. Robin Lopez can get angry at you every once in a while. I was surprised it wasn't.
He's saving that for Serge Ibaka tomorrow, like last year.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. But this is it begins for you and everybody else covering the Bulls beat as whatever this ship is going to sail and teeter along on the high seas for a while. So, KC, thank you. I know we'll talk again soon.
Well, actually, it'll probably be April around the draft lottery.
Fine, I'm
talking to you, KC.
Yeah. KC Johnson brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
Think about where we were a few years ago with like, ooh, Rose and Butler finally healthy together to this.
And then Dwayne Wade.
To this.
And now
look at where we are.
Dude.
Oh my God.
The Carmelo Anthony dinner.
Oh, dude. Think about it, Tanny. Think about it. And D-Rose saying, I was just trying to figure out who had my back. Nobody. Nobody had your back except for your orthopedic surgeon. That's about it. But, dude, think
about it. And the sex belt.
Well, you know, that thing, if you're getting the right, I don't know. You know, it's all about angles. You don't need a belt.
I never really thought about it. At no point did I think, you know, I could really use a belt.
Like, if you're trying to get leverage, my man. There's body pillows. There's all kinds of things. You know, those little shoe things where, you know, you're trying on shoes.
A shoehorn?
No. The thing that you put your foot up on, the footstool. Footstools, you know, you can get the right leverage on them. Plenty different things in this world. Get yourself an adjustable base from Mattress Firm.
Careful.
That's one of the new selling points, by the way, for the fall sleep sale.
All right, I'm going to tell you.
Launch point. I'm not lying.
I'm going to show you and explain to you why you missed your chance on your Bears bet.
All right.
You missed it. You had it.
You're not talking to me,
though.
You
had it.
You're not talking to me because there was no Bears bet.
You missed it.
I'm still paying off the Kevin White bet at some point in December.
We're also going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes at Allstate Arena. That's pretty cool. I know there's some little ones in your family, or maybe you can admit it, that would like to win that. We're going to do it before 6 o'clock on The Score.
This is Anthony Rizzo. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio at 670. The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud partner of the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. I don't know about you all, but I'm starting to think that this Aaron Judge cat is pretty good at baseball. He wakes up the Yankees in Game 3, and then just as they were about to nap it out for the winter, he hits them with the paddles again in Game 4. How do you explain this guy? How does a guy in his rookie season show up like this? How does he hit 52 home runs in the regular season, essentially lock up the Rookie of the Year award and have a great look at the MVP, and then show up again like that in the postseason? And then do all of that in New York, where the spotlight is so bright and the pressure is so great. Judge has not just changed the Yankees' chances in the ALCS, he has changed Yankee fans in this series. You ask anyone and they will tell you the new Yankee Stadium has never been as loud as the old Yankee Stadium until now. And that's Aaron Judge. I'm Jim Rome.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. You get locked into long-term contracts and stuck writing huge checks with no way out. It's robbery itself. It can cost you thousands. Well, now there's a smarter way to protect your home, SimpliSafe Home Security. These are guys you can trust because SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts or hidden fees. You can start or stop service anytime you want, and they earn your business every day with incredible service. 24/7 monitoring is only $14.99 a month. That's three times less than most other companies. How? SimpliSafe cuts out the middleman. You get 24/7 monitoring and police dispatch, so you know your home is safe around the clock. There are no long wait times. You can pick up your SimpliSafe system from Best Buy today and have your home protected in just a few hours. It's unbeatable protection at a great value, and there are no contracts. Get SimpliSafe today at your local Best Buy and save $50 on the Protect package. Hurry, offer ends October 21st, or visit SimpliSafe.com to learn more. That's SimpliSafe.com.
It's time for Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless allows country music fans to stay connected across the country. Just like country music, Straight Talk provides families with uncompromised service at affordable prices that fit your family's needs. Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Some people are big-time data users. Some not so much. Well, Straight Talk Wireless has unlimited plans of all sizes, like the newest, with the first 2 gigs of data at high speed, then 2G for just $35 a month. That's unlimited talk, text, and data, all on America's largest and most dependable networks. Big or small, everyone saves with Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Looking for a cool getaway this fall? Stop by the Straight Talk Wireless booth at the New Country Class of 2017, Tuesday, October 24th, for your chance to win a trip to Chicago for one of country music's biggest shows, Stars and Strings. Straight Talk Wireless on America's largest, most dependable networks. No purchase necessary. For details and online entry, visit straighttochicago.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, mm-hmm. take it slow. You can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle, let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Shows, forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I know you want to get to why people are betting the way they're betting, but apparently I've angered, it's one a day.
Now what?
Apparently I've angered the men with cats.
And men without hats.
They've been tweeting me and texting the show at 670-11. Yeah, don't get mad at me if you've got Satan's companion in your house.
The cat bros are out.
You don't know what happens when my girls love my cat.
My cat likes me. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
No, it hates you.
Your cat hates
and
you.
And the moment you open that door and let it go, it's not going to come back.
All it's going to do is go outside and kill things for fun. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah. Like little
slaughter
birds,
songbirds. That's all a cat wants to do is kill things for fun.
Yeah,
they're murderers.
It's like Belly from Ox. I mean, Ox from Belly. No, dude, I don't know how any lady or man who is dating a man can walk into that apartment and a cat is there with a single man in an apartment and say, "Oh, this is what I'm on." And I've known a couple of guys who have owned cats, and all of them have been weird. Every single last one of them. My guy, Big Jim Murray, who chimed in from Boston, he said he's had to fight the cat stigma all his life, but he understands it. He understands.
He knows
when a lady,
he's weird.
Yeah, when a lady walks, Big Jim is my dude, but he's on the weird side. That's why I love him. He's got sleeves. He curses all the time. He drinks like I was going to say an Irishman, but he is an Irishman. Yeah, you know.
So he's allowed to drink.
It kind of isn't, though. It isn't, Tanny. You don't drink like an Irishman, even though you're an Irishman. Is that racist? We should have a game. Is that racist?
And the racist detector shows
that. No, it isn't. It's stereotypical and maybe a little bit bigoted, maybe a little bit prejudiced. But
your host, Reggie White.
No. And filling in any. Score host over 60 in the last 10 years.
All right, so on October 11th, you would have gotten the Bears, your Super Bowl bet, your odds to win Super Bowl 52. Had you bet the Bears?
Odds.
On October 11th, you would have gotten
50 to 1?
1,000 to 1.
Oh, geez. That's why I'm not good with odds.
1,000 to 1 of the Bears winning the Super Bowl. Right now, you only get 300 to 1. Their odds have been chopped down 70% because of the combined victory at Baltimore.
And the quarterback position is actually
functional. The quarterback position and the injury to Aaron Rodgers, I would imagine. Because, I mean, you see this across the board right now. The Bears were 500 to 1 to win the NFC. They are now 100 to 1 to win the NFC.
That's ridiculous.
I'm just giving you the numbers. A week ago, the Bears were 250 to 1 to win the NFC North. They are now 50 to 1. The Packers went from a 1 to 3 odds on favorite to win the division to being third now behind the Vikings at 2 to 3, now odds on. Detroit at 7 to 2. The Packers are 11 to 4. The Bears a distant fourth at 50 to 1. But you missed the boat.
I have five of them, bro.
No, you don't have any now.
You missed all five. You missed all five of your bros. You would have gotten 1,000 to 1.
To win the NFC.
No, that to a Super Bowl is 1,000 to 1. 500 to 1 to win the NFC.
That's ridiculous all the way around. There's no way in hell the Bears are winning the NFC. Bears got pretty damn good defense, and I don't know what the hell they were watching for what? How many weeks? 4 weeks plus the preseason and the training camp.
The Glennon stupidity. The Glennon disaster.
I told you when I was done with it.
Yeah, right after they made the move.
And all our experts were like, no, you got to give him a chance. And
Trubisky's not ready. No. He's not ready. It's clear that they see him in practice. They know he's just not ready. And ridiculous. My point was, I don't care.
This from the 773. Every white man knows if you have to ask, it's probably racist. There it is.
Right.
There it is. Yeah. All right. By the way, this is the angry cat people are out. This is from the 630. I'll take cats over your dumbass kid any day.
Okay.
You'll lose.
Yeah.
You'll have a lesser life. if you are thinking about life as kid
versus cat.
The fulfillment and the joy.
Which would give me a box of crap in my house and toxoplasmosis.
Without the tax break.
Right.
You're an idiot. It's a giant. Just spraying girl away all over you.
I'm so much happier with this
thing
animal
that doesn't interact with me at all.
A brain the size of a dime and it craps in a box in my house.
The cat people are angry.
Better than your kid.
Screw your kid, Goff. My kid. Don't you dare talk about mittens that way. It's Gary from the South Side screaming
your
about
kid doesn't go outside and kill songbirds for fun.
Like, certain joys that come with this show. People getting overly angry about owning cats as a single man is one of them. You own a cat. Lonely machine.
Lay machine.
You went and purchased a cat. Even better if you found it. You found a cat and said, this is going to be my friend.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak.
And I own a cat.
I don't own a cat, but
I'm
low-key a little bit offended by all the cat denigration that's going on. But there's nothing wrong with having a cat.
There's nothing wrong with having a cat if you have something else going on in your life as far as companionship.
It's only cool.
The only thing is that you come to every night.
I don't own a cat, but I have nothing against people that do. It's fine if you want to own a cat.
It's only cool if it's Cat Stevens. If you get
meet Yusuf Islam.
Yes, if you get home and Yusuf Islam is in your home and he's your friend.
Then now it's radical Islam. Yes,
if you happen to have found him and you bring him home. And
how about Cat Stacks?
I don't know who that is.
Go ahead and throw that in your Google machine. Don't do it at work, by the way.
Just open up an incognito window. It's all good.
How about
former Iron Chef Cat Cora?
How about Cat Dennings?
There we go. That show got canceled, I heard.
That's KAT, though.
The two pro girls.
Oh, did it?
In a Cadillac?
The only time I've ever watched it was when we had to do a couple of overnight stays over at the hospital.
I was
going
to say, it was on at
pregnant.
The hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, I've never...
Terrible program.
Oh, well,
it's got awful.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, just go ahead and throw Cat Stacks into your Google over there.
Okay. Right. Do that during the update.
Yep.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves have opened the season with the highest scoring offense in the AHL. The Wolves are at home this Saturday night and Sunday, and the first 1,000 kids on Sunday receive a gift card courtesy of GameWorks. The Cubs are down 0-3 in the NLCS. They host the Dodgers once again this evening at Wrigley Field, and we've got the game here on The Score. Pregame starts in just about 90 minutes with Mark Grody and friends. A couple of lineup changes from last night's game. Albert Almora will lead off and play center field. Javi Baez returns as well, playing second and hitting seventh. Jake Arrieta and Alex Wood are the starting pitchers. In the American League, Game 5 of the ALCS underway right now in the Bronx between Houston and New York. Top of the second inning, no score yet in that one. Series tied at 2 games apiece. Bulls team president John Paxson announced today that forward Bobby Portis will be suspended for 8 games for punching Nico Mirotich in the face yesterday during practice. Mirotich will be out for about 4 to 6 weeks, and Paxson will join Mully and Hanley at 8:40 tomorrow morning. Finally, in hockey, Blackhawks out on the ice tonight in St. Louis, taking on the Blues. Join 670 The Score and Dos Equis Street Team Saturday for game day greatness at Tilted Kilt, located at 7070 Carpenter Road in Skokie, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come win some great prizes like a big screen TV and Dos Equis and Score swag. For more information, check out DosEquisFan.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car-free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles. Forget about wear and tear on your car and feel relaxed each day at MetroRail.com.
This segment's brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem, get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. Genoa City, John is on The Score. Hi, John.
Hi. I just had a quick question regarding the bullpen and the starting pitchers. Kind of get your guys' opinion on this. Next year, because obviously the Cubs aren't doing so well this year, would it make sense?
They're in the NLCS. They won 92 games. What do you mean they're not doing well this year?
Well, they're not doing well in this playoff series, right, to be more specific for you. But my question, though, is what we're finding right now is that Joe Maddon's taking out our starting pitchers in the fourth or fifth inning. Would it make more sense to go more towards bullpen help next year for free agents?
They're going to do. They're going to do both.
They're going to buy some pitching.
They're going to revamp the
gotta
bullpen.
Got to be careful
they're
though, John. Get starters. Got to be careful in the offseason and buying bullpen help too, because right, you get caught. You can catch a brick because bullpens change from year to year. Guys' effectiveness change from year to year. Usually, what you see is teams trading for bullpen help when a guy catches fire throughout
like
the year.
Tommy Canely and David Robertson.
Look at Dunson. Yeah, Dunson pitched high leverage innings for you this year. No, he was on nobody's radar.
Just because Justin Wilson blew up doesn't mean it's still not the right thing to do it in season. But they're going to do all of it.
So I understand that, but in a couple months, we all know that every single Cubs fan out here is going to be asking us to spend about $200 million.
But they don't run the team. They don't run the team, John. They don't run the team.
John, don't listen to dumb people.
Yeah, they don't run the team.
Why do you care?
No. It's not whether or not I care. It's whether or not what I think is the right thing to do. Because if we're going to be taking out starting pitchers...
Listen, you can't... No. You don't construct your roster to manage around how your manager operates when times are going bad.
Right.
That's just silly.
You just got to put the best players in the position to succeed, and then you go from there, man. I mean, you know, you're going to have this young nucleus for a long time. You know that they're going to buy pitching every single year.
Yeah, don't zoom out a little bit. Look at what's happened in the last couple games and nitpick some of what Joe Maddon has done that's bothered you because he's trying to chase games that they get behind and have to chase for reasons that where they're forced to do it. They want to be in control of games because they're better than the other team.
I'm not actually one to sit here and complain about every single one of Joe Maddon's moves. I don't think that when you zoom out, as you had just mentioned, I don't think it's that bad of a series for Joe Maddon. Even last year, I mean,
it's about to be over in a couple of days.
Right,
here.
Exactly. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony and Sauganash, you're on The Score.
My little hairless cat, Odie, is in tears right now.
Oh, Tony, but you don't sound like a lonely man, though, Tony.
I'm not. So this is, I would compare as a lifelong Cubs fan. I know you guys keep the crossover sports thing, but it feels like the end of the 2014 Blackhawks season where, like, you just kind of feel like, you know, you're going to get another one. Like, you know, they're going to get back in the playoffs, and then you're going to have another shot. And the front office is going to revamp properly and acquire the right kinds of players to fill holes, and they're going to be back in the World Series again. I mean, that's just kind of how I feel. This year sucks that it's ending that way, but...
The year didn't suck, though, Tony.
Exactly.
The way it's ended sucked. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The year was hell. Listen, 90 games in, they look like, you know, they look like a floating you-know-what. Can I say turd?
I think you can. It depends how graphic you
look
get.
At Tanny. Yeah. Tanny's like, what the hell? Don't point it out for me to dump. But yeah, they look like crap for 90 games. And we come in here during transition, and I go, I don't know what what the hell's going on, guys? And Spiegel and Parkins thought they would bounce back. They bounced back. The National League.
Everybody thought they would. Even the algorithms said they were going to bounce back.
The schedule. Well, if you're not going by the algorithms, then what are you really doing?
No, I'm just saying that sometimes you see a team and say, "Well, wait a sec. These numbers look all skewed.
They look like trash.
Why does Pecota say they're going to win 92 games? Well, because they were going to win 92 games.
Yeah. And if
you want a stat, you want sabermetrics.
There it is.
I will never get enough of that.
You shouldn't.
And it was football, was it? He was talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a football guy?
Yeah, talking about quarterback rating. By the way, the ladies that are hitting me up on Twitter, listen, if you're a single crazy cat lady, yeah, it's not as bad, I think.
Yeah, no, there's it's something as, about right. ladies and the house full of cats.
Yeah.
If you're going to be crazy and childless.
If you, I don't know what this says about
that's
me.
Up to you.
But if you're a dude and you don't have any other responsibilities besides that frowning feline, you got some issues, man.
Sahadev Sharma of Find The Athletic is going to talk Cubs.
Talk to Sahadev sometime.
After the top of the
just
hour.
Just hit him up.
At 5, and we're also going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes, so you can make your little ones really happy, or your cats. If you go and say, hey, Checkers, you're going to...
It's always some Marvel dumbass name.
Yeah.
We had a black cat named Peter. I could not wait for us to give it away. Just an awful animal. I've had some bad animals in my life, too. Like, I've had some animals that gave me no joy. Like, we had a guinea pig. We've had a cockatoo. My electric eels, my piranha.
You make it a cockatoo.
My piranha was cool. Piranhas were cool. We did the Negro Olympics with the dogs, with the Rottweiler, the German Shepherd, the Doberman, and the Pit Bull. All of those were cool. The worst animal that I have ever had in my life was
that cockatoo is magnificent.
Oh, well, I mean, it depends. Like I said, all about leverage, all about the angles, all about leverage. But if you've got a cat out there, rethink your life.
Unless it's like a lion.
What are you, Mike Tyson?
Yeah, because that's kind of cool.
Oh, well, you know how I feel about big cats. Big right. cats are awesome. Maybe that's why I feel the way I do about small cats. They're inferior.
Like Small Cat Williams, for example. He couldn't block anybody and does terrible analysis.
All right, I'm out.
Big cat, however, sensational. That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. So how to show
you? Yeah, it's a black cat.
At the top of the hour on the score.
The NLCS is back in Chicago for the third consecutive year. So come out to Holtz in Park Ridge tonight from 7:30 to 10:30 for a Tito's Vodka Watch Party. Join the Score's Nick Shepkowski as we cheer on the Cubs. Grab some Score swag and enter to win great prizes. Brought to you by Tito's.
Sweetest day is Saturday. You'll find the ultimate gifts for romance at Lover's Lane. From sensuous lingerie to games for lovers, toys, and other bedroom essentials, bring you and the one you love closer together. This Saturday, during Sweetest Day, find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
Lover's Lane is slashing prices of all Halloween costumes to the bone. 60, 70, 80% off. Don't be a full price zombie. Save up to 80% on your costume only at Lover's Lane.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle, let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. It takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The game, be sure to check out the Stadium app for all your options before you go. How will technology impact sports in the future? Tune into the next CDW Sports Technology Report to find out.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A new business was located in a secure building with secure locks protected by a leading security company. One problem, their printers, they weren't secure. So CDW orchestrated a secure printing solution for them using HP PageWide Enterprise printers. They've built-in security features to help defend against network breaches. Print security by HP. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/hpprinting. CDW.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowdsourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is gonna work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
CBS Monday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
5-3000.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Top of the hour, we'll talk to Sahadev Sharma. We've been laying you on the couch in a good way, in a clinical way.
This will help, too. Tonight we mentioned that Juliana Zobrist is going to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
They're going to play a tape of Harry Carey singing The Stretch.
Well, like they should every day.
Ryan Sandberg is going to throw out the first pitch.
Ryan?
And guess who's going to yell play ball in an effort to get everyone fired up to stay alive in the NLCS?
Who's that?
Jim Belushi.
Let's go. That's a great way to end the baseball season.
Like, that's when you take the shotgun and you pull it closer to your mouth. Right? Like at the end
lower
of
mandible everywhere on the roof.
At the end of The Fly.
Oh yeah.
When like he's half machine. Yeah. And he's half fly.
Talk about it.
Great to have the great Jim Belushi with us.
And the regular Jim Belushi. I've never seen the great one, but because remember that she has the shotgun to his head and he's like, please kill me.
Yes.
And, yeah.
She's a lousy tramp, that chick. You loved him when he was all good and Mr. Scientist. All of a sudden he starts growing things and throwing up on his food. You ain't down? What kind of. Man.
Well, he told her to be afraid, to be very afraid. She tried to stay.
And she still hung out because he was getting leverage.
No, but she tried to stay. Remember?
Then
she had the dream about giving birth to a maggot. And then,
well, there's a lot of people who have that dream.
And then she had a dream to give birth to Corey Maggette. And he came out like a full Duke uniform. And that was all weird. So they didn't
wide shoulders from birth.
Right. Ow. So, tiny little waist. And they didn't,
Lord. They didn't use that one. You got to be down for the crown. Man.
She was. He told her to leave.
She wasn't.
When he's walking up the wall.
She wasn't down.
She was too down. That was the point.
No, she wasn't down.
Yes, she was.
She was doing it because she had to, not because she wanted to.
No, she felt compelled. She genuinely loved Seth Brundle.
Look at Dan. Look at Dan arguing for a Jeff Goldblum movie that I don't give a damn about. She wasn't down. I'm going to go back and watch it.
She was. It was to a fault. Her being down. That was the whole point. She kept going back there, and he was telling her, get away before I kill you.
And then the
you.
Other dude was trying to hit on her, and then he saw that, and he's like, all right, it's on now. Right. Time for me to do my fly thing.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do the fly guy.
No, right? Not the fly guy. All of a sudden, you got fish in your shoes, and you're walking down the street right. like Antonio Fargas.
That's what I thought it was.
But then how'd you get the fly? Now, that'd be dope. If Jeff Goldblum and a fly goes into the machine, and all of a sudden, Foggy Bear comes out of the... She's like, you know what? I'd rather you be a fly. This right here, your credit report's all messed up. You got a turtle top van out back. You smell like Newports. This is not going to work. I can't even bring you home. What are my parents going to think about me dating a pimp?
And then at the end, the fly girls show up. Your 22-year-old J-Lo is there doing the cabbage patch.
Oh, right? Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
She's all up in A-Rod's phone still, too, because A-Rod might be trying to get leverage in other places.
Yeah.
It's A-Rod.
It's A-Rod.
What is he worth? What is he made? Like, what, 380? Something like that?
Not as much as she's made.
You think?
I don't think. Between all the music and movies and everything.
True.
It's probably pretty close.
I was about to say,
she's got fragrances and products.
She cleaned up. She
right?
cleaned up. She made a nice little mint. And she's getting Mark Anthony's dough, too, right?
North Side, this is Lee. He's on the score.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Good, Lee.
All right. Now, I got two things. First of all, Dave Roberts, right, the manager for the L.A. Dodgers. He was involved in that 2004 thing, right, when everybody said, oh, they came back from four games out. I mean, they're down 0-3. Mm-hmm. All right. And he was involved with the slide, showing replays and all that stuff. Don't you think he knows that? That he's probably saying, hey, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm a manager of these L.A. Dodgers. Believe me. I'll give you an example. Last night, when he thought he can bring in some guy, you know, keep dancing.
He slammed the door on him, Lee.
Right. Exactly. He said, hey, ain't nothing happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And another thought is this. You guys had Kevin Millar on there today?
Kevin Millar, mm-hmm. yes.
Millar, right. All right. They didn't show the – I don't know if you've seen it. They showed when the Mets was up 0-3 against the Cubs 2015.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They flew him into L.A. into Chicago. He got pep talk to the Cubs and they –
And that didn't work.
Right.
He forgot to mention that in all of his mm-hmm. Momentum and
thanks,
mojo
Lee.
Talk. Appreciate you, Lee.
The segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
All right, we're going to talk to Sahada Sharma at the top of the hour. Has Jeff Goldblum ever played someone besides Jeff Goldblum? How did you think about it? Like, think about all his movies. He's been himself, which is cool. By the way, Deep Cover, I think, is my favorite Jeff Goldblum movie.
Him and
Larry Fishburne.
He has one line in Annie Hall where he picks up the phone and he says, I forgot my mantra. And he has...
And then Woody Allen goes back to sleeping with his stepdaughter.
Ew, yeah,
or his adopted daughter.
Jokes about blonde 12-year-old twins and all that.
Yeah. They're kicking people out of the academy.
Creepy.
There's a line of dudes. Pill Cosby... You got your guy,
Polanski.
Roman and Woody. There's mm-hmm. some things going on there. But yeah, Jeff has kind of just been Jeff the entire time, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's never been cast against type. He's
right?
all sort of the professorial, always Jurassic Park
neurotic,
kind of thing.
Yeah. Made
true.
A nice little career out of it, though. Right?
I don't know if it's such a little career.
No, I'm saying he's made a nice career out of it. I didn't mean to demean Jeff Goldblum's career. They should have him say play ball tonight.
Better than Belush.
When does he stop? What's the statute of limitations on killing him? Like, not actually killing him. I mean, like,
can we talk about this?
I mean, like, actually killing him. I mean, no, don't do that to me. Don't go to commercial right
now. I've been thinking about this for a while,
folks.
We need to brainstorm.
I meant on, like, the flack that he gets. Like, is it ever? He's never going to be his brother, and he's never probably going to make things that make you laugh.
Yeah, but you talk about a guy who could just point to a scoreboard and his, his
question.
$50 million house in the Hollywood Hills.
Yes, he does the Jay Leno, like, crotch bump right there. Like, bang, how about this? What do you think of this? You didn't watch my show? 500 million other people did.
Yep.
Kiss it.
Enough people did. I don't care.
But
play ball.
Does Belushi ever get on the other side of people being like, like, you know what? I'm tired of just murdering this guy every time he's on any television screen. You think he ever does? Is there another generation that has to come along to make it okay to like Jimmy?
No, they'll find somebody else. There'll be another Chicago personality that overstays its welcome and tries to glom on to everything and becomes ubiquitous with sports.
Yeah, rock and roll guy.
Yeah, maybe. Right. Maybe that's the next one where people go, oh, he's here again.
Yeah, he made another song that we don't really like.
Yeah, we like the stuff from like 94.
Yeah. Or Chance, the anointed one. But the Sox would have to win. Because Chance can do no wrong. Ever.
We're going to talk to Sahadev Sharma.
Has done
he's
no wrong.
Written great stuff about the Cubs. He's got great Cubs thoughts for you next on The Score.
Mully and Hanley talked to Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio about the Cubs' struggles in the series.
Carl Edwards walked the pitcher. You know, you came out to talk to him. He couldn't find the strike zone.
I tell you, the last week has been a grinder week. 12-hour travel day. That was hard. That might have been the hardest trip I think I've ever been on as a player or a coach.
Hear Mully and Hanley's entire interview with Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio at 10:31.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And you need to fall asleep even easier this fall. And you can thanks to Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale. And it's going on right now. With the holidays fast approaching, they're giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends or family. When you gift yourself with a new iSeries mattress, you'll get another mattress for 50% off, and there's more.
Yeah, like a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for just $399.99. Find your perfect serve of memory foam queen mattress. It's getting me choked up. That's how emotional these prices make me. Find your serve of memory foam queen mattress for just $474.99. Or you can go with a classic when you find a Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattress, which starts at just $199.99.
No reason to wait any longer. Come in today. Find your perfect mattress. And you do find it, too. You don't just go in and sort of point and question. The mattress professional there will talk to you about your sleep style. And, you know, you toss and turn. You know, how many other people are in there with you? Is your cat in there with you? And what do you like in firmness and temperature and all that? And you're going to find the one that's right for you. Plus, you won't pay a cent of interest. You get 0% APR for 5 years. It is 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. So get into the Mattress Firm near you. Don't wait any longer. You need a new mattress, and there has not been a better time than the Fall Asleep Sale going on now at Mattress Firm.
Join Royal Fox Country Club in St. Charles this Sunday for the annual Royal Fox Wedding Expo, featuring dozens of vendors, entertainment, and raffle prizes. Everything you need for the big day. For information, visit royalfoxcc.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle, let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, mm-hmm. take it slow. You can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Week in 1919, the Reds beat the White Sox 5-3 in the 16th World Series, the series known as the Black Sox Scandal. This week in 1924 had the first Negro League World Series. The first NFL game was televised. This week in 1939, the thrower became the first black NFL quarterback in modern times. This week in 1953. This week in 1957, Maurice Rocket Richer became the first NHL player to score 500 goals. And more coming up soon, right here.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?